This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everyone. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman with another Gulf Stories moment. My guest today, Dr. Della Scott Ireton, the Associate Director for the Florida Public Archaeology Network. And today we're talking about the 1992 discovery of the Luna shipwreck. Dr. Scott Ireton, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
So you were there, right?
I was there. It was amazing.
I would imagine it was. Tell me about what it was like to be part of that.
So when we found the first Emmanuel Point shipwreck, the first Luna shipwreck as we know now, was in 1992, and it was part of a Florida Department of State Bureau of Archaeological Research project called the Pensacola Shipwreck Survey, and it was a grant-funded project. And we were surveying Pensacola Bay for historic shipwrecks, any shipwreck. Of course, we were looking, hoping to find these early Spanish wrecks, but we recorded a lot of others in the process. And we happened to be surveying over around Emmanuel Point because that was one of the prime locations that we thought these Spanish shipwrecks might be located. And we ran over something big and metal on the bottom. And we were using a magnetometer, kind of a big underwater metal detector. And it sang. It kind of went off the charts. And so then we dived to that target.
So I want to hear about that, that moment when it starts singing. What are you all doing?
So we were one of – there was three of us on the team. One of us, Jim Spirek, was driving the boat, and I happened to be looking at the magnetometer, which was an old school one, not connected to a computer. This was back in 92. It was registered on thermal paper. And then a third member of our team, Chuck Hewson, was throwing buoys whenever we would run over something interesting on the bottom. And it literally, I was watching the mag, and it went off the charts. And so we knew there was something big in metal there. And we didn't initially get very excited. We'd run over lots of other metal things on the bottom and dive to find, you know, pieces of junk. The Navy drops a lot of things for us in our bay, as well as fishing gear and that sort of thing. But when we finally went down on it, we began to see pretty interesting things.
What's the timeline there from when this thing is singing to when you get to go down and start to say, holy cow?
As I recall, I believe it was a few weeks, a couple weeks. We didn't dive it immediately. We would get our mag data, take it back into our field house and process it, mark it out on charts, and then we would go back and do a lot of target diving in one day. And sometimes that was a couple or two or three weeks later, depending on weather.
And at what point did you allow yourself to say, this may be the Luna shipwreck?
That took a little bit of time. When we first dived it, Chuck and I were diving, and what you do is you go down on the buoy with a line and you do a circle search. So one person sits holding the zero end, the dummy end, we call it, of the tape. The other person goes out for a few feet and does a circle, and if you don't find something, you go out a few more feet, do a circle. And it's very dark there at Emmanuel Point. The water's real dark, and it's a muddy bottom. I happen to be holding the dummy end of the tape. And Chuck went out pretty far, and pretty soon he came back to me and he motioned to me, come and follow me. And so I followed him back to where he had found a large mound of ballast. And again, we thought, well, that's real interesting, but we find ballast all over the bottom of Pensacola Bay. Ships would come in and dump ballast to take on cargo. And so we didn't initially, again, get real excited until we started digging under the ballast and moving some of the ballast out of the way, and we began finding wooden timbers. And then we began to get excited.
I'm getting goosebumps as you're just telling the story. So when that happens and you say, okay, here we go, at what point does this become national news?
It was a while for that. Once we began finding timbers, we actually called our supervisor of our project, Dr. Roger Smith, who was a state underwater archaeologist for many years. And he was, of course, based in Tallahassee and is literally one of the world's leading experts on these early Iberian ships of discovery. And so Roger came over, and we began to move a little more ballast and began to see some of these hallmarks of this early Spanish shipbuilding. And that's when Roger got real excited, and then the rest of us got even more excited. And we stopped surveying the rest of the bay and began to focus on that site. We knew that we had found something early, fairly early on. We could tell that from the construction and the artifacts, but we could not tell that it was Luna. It could have been another early Spanish shipwreck. And we kept joking about finding a plank with Luna was here carved into it. And which we never did.
Didn't find that,
unfortunately. but with all of the artifacts, it kind of became a preponderance of circumstantial evidence that this was Luna.
Wow. What a story. It's incredible. It's neat talking to you about it and hearing about it now all these years later. Dr. Della Scott Ireton was on the team back in 1992 when they found that first Luna shipwreck. Thank you for telling us all about it.
My pleasure.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.